Hola friends, the Tijuana and San Diego borderlands are brimming with captivating stories of people whose lives are shaped by the connection between Mexico and the U.S. On the Port of Entry podcast, we delve into those stories. Listen to Port of Entry wherever you get your podcasts.
Love songs are great. I love them. But also for me and my music, I think that it's just, I'm trying to speak to these places that people are scared to speak about.
We try and stay away from uncomfortability like it's the plague, you know, like in any form, instead of the embrace of the thing.
I'm singing to it and asking questions of it. I'm like asking for a response. It's like a call and response between the things I can see and the things I understand and the things that I don't.
Davina, James Spate, and Shua are all San Diego musicians grasping at deep mysteries and how to live with uncertainty. We brought them together for a recent taping of the new KPBS Sun-Drenched Sounds music series. They each performed short, magical sets at the iconic Spreckles Organ Pavilion stage in Balboa Park. It was a picture-perfect San Diego day, and as their music wafted across the park, visitors drifted in and out of the organ pavilion to check out the sounds.
Thank you.
Each artist performs solo, no backing band, nothing but the singular talent of the individual creative. But listening to each performance and talking to the artists offstage between sets, we noticed they were circling around similar themes. Davina pairs her vocals and guitar playing with intricate loops she controls live from a spread of electronic production tools laid out before her. James Spate is a kind of acoustic guitar savant, tapping propulsive rhythms up and down the neck of the instrument, alongside complex melodies and thoughtful, almost philosophical lyrics. Picked at the leaves, blue and white shells underneath my feet, and a cold and rose fire. I don't feel this way for no one but you. And Shua has a powerful, soulful voice and his own blend of gospel and folk. His writing is as raw and vulnerable as it is universal. Today, we bring you three artists reaching toward big answers. Answers to questions about childhood, faith, meaning, and acceptance. But I think looking back, I might see that seeing is seeing that I can't see. Freedom is freedom from the need to feel freed and just enjoy in a moment to breathe.
That's that. Thanks, y'all.
From KPBS Public Media, this is The Finest, a podcast about the people, art, and movements redefining culture in San Diego. I'm Julia Dixon Evans.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Walter Anderson Nursery, family-owned and operated since 1928, providing San Diego with gardening expertise and independent service for four generations. For more information, visit walteranderson.com.
Hi friends, my name is Divina, and I'm gonna share my original music that I've been working on for some time with y'all.
Divina set up a small table on stage, layered with multicolored textiles and a laptop, keyboard, and a sampler pad. On the sampler, basically a grid of buttons, she can quickly trigger drum, synth, and vocal loops, all while also singing and playing guitar. With this tabletop setup, she controls everything and makes a whole band's worth of music by herself. This mastery of solo production and live looping is something Divina has focused a lot of effort on lately. I want to talk about your evolution, kind of, as an artist with production and the live looping, all of that. Can you talk about how you have transformed a bit in recent years?
I think I got into music production when I was about 19, 20. I was trying to work with producers for my music and my sound, and they didn't quite capture what it is that I wanted. And one of them actually told me, you should just get Ableton and, you know, try it out. And then I finally did. And then I was just like, oh my, I was hooked. Being able to make something out of nothing, and it's heaven, it really is. It was just like a looping thing. I would arrange the things and then I get into looping, and then, you know, you're just free to play all kinds of different instruments, which is great. And then when I finally figured out how to make a set and all that, then I was just like, okay, here's my portable studio setup. Let's make a beat.
Can you talk about your relationship with music growing up? Like, what was it like for you in your house?
Oh, man. Well, I had my father was a musician, so genetically just passed it down. My mom, she was a poet and a dancer. She was on Soul Train back in the day. She loved Madonna. And my dad grew up on Prince, Michael Jackson. You know, I definitely resonated more with like the soul music. But so it was just art all around. And just I'm so grateful that I got passionate parents. So I think it just really rubbed off on me. And that's like the best way I can describe it. Like my relationship with music is I just feel like I can't do anything else. And it makes me feel like nothing else in the world.
Can you even trace it back to a moment where you think that you started to realize music was going to be something more serious for you?
Oh, yes, definitely. I remember I think I was like 6 or 7. And I heard this one song, and I just started crying.
And what was that song?
It's actually by Cirque du Soleil, and the song is called Let Me Fall. And the message in it is so powerful, and I think it's crazy that I cried at such a young age, not even understanding, but the frequencies that were emitting really called to me. And that's, I think, when I realized that this is something that means a lot to me. And there was never really a plan B. It was always just, I'm going to do it. I don't know how. I don't know when, but it's going to happen. And I'm just putting trust and faith and putting in the action.
Divina's childhood plays a big role in her work today. It's the focus of one of the songs she performed for us on stage.
This next tune I made for a very, very special someone. And that special someone is the inner child. Inner child is definitely, it's about that, you know? It's like, why are you walking away from all the things that we've done? I see you look to the outside, but when it's in, you want to run. You know, like we're always looking for the outside world to give us whatever we feel like we're needing, but it never works that way. And that song is definitely just like, you know, they're there and they're with you everywhere you go, and they're gonna keep poking you until you give them some attention.
For some time, when you're looking on me, boy, you never wanna see me.
the idea of the inner child is also something that James Spate touched on in his set, and how all throughout our lives, even as we emerge into adulthood, we look to the outside world to fill the void inside us. He takes us to a childhood rite of passage.
There's this thing that happens when you're like maybe around 4 years old where you start experiencing ghosts, or it's a common thing, right? Monsters under the bed. For me, it was Gollum from The Lord of the Rings. It's gonna grab my ankles if I got out of bed again. All right.
James studied psychology in college and is fascinated by psychoanalysis, theology, and philosophy. And that fascination naturally seeps into his music.
4 years old and it was monsters under my bed. Parents told me that they lived in my head. At that age I couldn't comprehend what they said or the years that I would spend. The song is called Separated, and it's about something that is from a philosopher like named Zizek. Essentially, there is nothing that is whole and complete. No person is not lacking or without some kind of like missingness in their life. And it's not a missingness that can be filled. So it's really hard to engage with that. Like when you're like 4 years old, right? You start saying that there's like a monster outside of you, because it's crazy hard to experience your own contradiction with inside yourself. Like, I'm mad at mom, and you're like, I've never experienced this before. I don't know what to do with that feeling. Yeah, we're just trying to find our tension in a different place outside of just within ourselves. And so the second verse is about the way that this isn't something that like stops happening when you're a little kid. We just, I think, get better at kind of covering it up for ourselves.
So I took the parts of myself that I hate, and I gave them your name. No, I couldn't bear to see them in my own face. Externalize, annihilate, oh. I'm separated from myself. Trying to find my attention somewhere else. Ooh. I'm separated from myself.
James had his own epiphany about taking music and songwriting seriously, but his dive into this world as a career was more of a gradual on-ramp. But like Davina, it all started with the music he heard at home. And from the start, he was surrounded by music about big ideas.
My dad played music a lot in the house. My dad's a pastor, or he was a pastor. He's since retired. And I grew up a lot with my dad playing, you know, Stairway to Heaven or et cetera. And I'd be like, Dad, please, Stairway to Heaven. I want to go to bed. Other than that, a lot of music at church, maybe 2-3 times a week.
Growing up in the church, James has been grappling with God and the mysteries of the universe his whole life. And as he's grown older, his relationship with faith and doubt has shifted dramatically. And he wrote about this in his song, Every Time God Dies.
Not as like, the death of God is like angry middle fingers to the big man, but like, as like, wow, this is my best friend, like best buds for so long, and then grieving that and figuring out what to do with that. And it's hard.
That song in particular, there's also a grief that you're dealing with. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, when I say God, I'm talking not so much about like each individual preconceived like ideas are of a God, but more so like the structure of the way that that thing functions in our life. And so when that world that you've built or that you've known your whole life doesn't just like start to kind of take on a slightly different shape, but the whole thing is like, oh my gosh, this is like, it's kind of not shattered, but it just is like completely, completely different.
But every culture, sister, brother, found a holy other to help guide us through the nightmare of the dark night.
The road manager for AC/DC describes, his name is Barry Taylor. It's a statement about God, that God is the name of the blanket that we put over the mystery. The blanket itself, but not necessarily that it actually is the mystery.
Time and time again.
James can talk about the ideas behind his songs all day, citing countless philosophers along the way. But ultimately, his medium is the music. And somehow, he manages to translate these complex thoughts into songs.
People don't like necessarily like Lacanian psychoanalysis or just like talking about it for forever. For me, in a sense, like a lot of these songs are putting some of that into language. I mean, isn't that, I guess that's like all of art, right? Is you share your own story, you be as vulnerable, as truthful as possible, as long as you don't feel safe. And then, yeah, hopefully somebody else is able to then see themselves in your story.
I'm still 22 years of Sundays and youth group Wednesday nights. Somehow they've helped me make it through the dark night. They've held my hand and been there when God dies.
Coming up, we check in with one of the finest's earliest stars, Shua, about how he challenges preconceptions about gospel music as a genre and the paralysis that can come with thinking too much. Stay with us.
God dies. Time and time again. Thanks.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego Park and Market in the heart of downtown San Diego, offering a flexible venue for meetings, conferences, and events of all sizes. Cityscape views, modern space, built-in AV, on-site staff, and no catering requirements. Details at parkandmarket.ucsd.edu.
In season one of The Finest, we talked to Shua about his childhood. Like James, he grew up in a very religious household. Today, he's still in the church. In addition to being a working musician, he's also a pastor. Since we talked with Shua last year, he embarked on a national tour with the popular folk pop duo Johnny Swim. And he's currently working on two new records he plans to release soon, one of which is a gospel album. Beyond what people traditionally think of as gospel music, Shua's songs blur the line between spiritual searching and everyday life. Do you approach writing something that you're calling gospel differently than a song that you're writing that taps into your feelings about faith?
I think when I'm writing a gospel song, in certain ways, I'm singing directly to the divine. I guess there's a way in which you could say all my music is kind of like gospel music. But I also think there's a way in which my music is like folk music. It's music of the people. It's a music that tries to illuminate not just like the divine or something that's far out there, but us. What do we mean? And all of our mess, like heartbreak and the longing and the pain and the love and like all of it.
And nothing makes you go like water, and the tears don't come like water. You could be the pressure I need when there's something off in me.
I'm trying to find a way to get people to understand that we're not so different, all of us, and give people an opportunity not to demonize one another and actually see each other again. That's a kind of gospel too.
I've been thinking a lot about how interconnected we all are. I know we like to imagine that we kind of live in these worlds where we're the main character, and the lives we choose to live maybe only affect us. But I think we're far more intertwined than we'd all like to imagine. I think there's something beautiful to carrying the burden of being human. This song is called Burden.
On stage, Shua played his song, Burden. It's a heart-wrenching meditation on love, doubt, and responsibility, and the beauty of knowing you're not alone. If the songs we talked about with James speak to the individual and the interior, in Burden, Shua looks to our connections with one another.
Come and say it's for my health. Don't you think about it too much? Can you tell that I'm not well?
The chorus of the song says, I'm your burden, you're my burden. And which is to say, like, we carry one another, and it's a little bit difficult, but we're gonna make it through.
But I'm your burden, you're my burden. Neither I'm here to help me see. I've been hurting, while you've been hurting. We just aren't what we used to be.
I wrote that a long time ago, and I think over the years, what I'm find that I think about when I'm singing it now is actually a broader relationship, the relationship that humans have with one another. Every decision that we make has like this ripple effect across cultures, across people groups, across cities and towns, and I want people to know there's a kind of burden to being human, which is that you are not alone. But it's almost like being a parent. Like, when I became a dad, I recognized immediately that there was going to be a burden to what I was doing. I have to learn how to carry a little bit of a heavier weight. But every single day, I think to myself, like, whoa, this is insane that I get to do this. It's a burden that is somehow sweet and is actually enjoyable a lot of the time. I'm trying to figure out how to think about other people that way. Every little interconnected relationship, the way I interact with these people, the smile as someone walks by, it affects us in bigger and wider ways than we think.
But if they change you, then maybe they're true. If they change you, then maybe they're true. If they change you, then maybe they're true.
Shua, Davina, and James all deeply explore ideas of spirituality, the universe, and growing up, and the difficulties that come with that. But they also sang and spoke about acceptance, about embracing who you are right now, even if you haven't quite figured everything out. Shua told me about his song, Fix Myself to Death. It's about that universal responsibility to put yourself out there, take a stand, and make a choice, however daunting, however paralyzing.
I framed it around a love song because that's a very easy target, and I also dealt with it for a lot of my life. Like, you see a beautiful person, and you're like, I dare not talk to them, or, you know, I'm gonna, maybe I'll find a way to get their Instagram and mess them later, or not at all. And there came a certain point in my life before I was married where I said, I think I'm just gonna start talking to everyone that I think is like cool, or I'm just gonna just like try to make friends specifically around romantic relationships. It's actually how I ended up eventually actually being with my wife, because I was like, you know what? I don't care. I'm just gonna talk. I'm just gonna. And now we have two children.
Well, I've been busy on myself, just trying to get better.
But I think a lot of people are kind of waiting for the most optimized version of themselves. That person's never going to come. You're always going to be yourself, and you're always going to kind of be like 12 years old in your mind. A lot of those insecurities, they'll change and grow, and hopefully you'll heal a lot of the wounds. But that sort of thing where you feel like you have to fix yourself before you do anything in this life, I think that it stunts us from creating beauty in the world. It stopped me from making art for a long time. So it's kind of throwing off the shackles. I don't throw off the shackles in the song. The song is just, I'm in the mode of the person that refuses to move. It's more funny that way.
Just a word could bring me to my knees. You're the only thing that's lived in me.
For three artists writing about big questions of faith, the universe, and the complicated web of human connection, their songs may seem like tiny offerings amid a world full of hardship and uncertainty. But whether their music is transmitting through headphones to people listening alone or on stage at Balboa Park on a sunny day, Davina, Shua, and James are living proof of the power of sharing art, of sharing something so vulnerable and honest and letting it resonate.
Come out of feather to all this weight on me. Just a word could bring me to my knees. You're the only thing that's lifting me. Yeah, I've been dizzy on myself, trying to get better. I might fix myself to death. Just over 10,000. Every little step, I wanna love you, but I'm busy on myself. On myself, yeah.
Special thanks to Davina, James Spate, and Shua. A big thank you to the KPBS video production team for their help with this episode, and to our audio engineer, Ben Redloss, for mixing the performances. Watch out for the full videos of each performance on YouTube or at kpbs.org/thefinest. And thank you so much for listening. If this episode resonated with you, please subscribe, leave a rating, or comment. It makes a real difference and helps stories like these reach more people. The Finest is a production of KPBS Public Media in San Diego. I'm your host, Julia Dixon Evans. Our producer is Anthony Wallace, who also composed the score. Ben Redlask is our engineer, and Chrissy Nguyen is our editor. This episode was written and researched by Anthony and me.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting a new 2025 RAV4 with on- and off-the-road versatility and available all-wheel drive with gas, hybrid, and plug-in options available. Visit your Toyota dealer for more. The San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.